Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this clip, Hazrat Shah Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah explains the dangers of evil glances to look at haram. Hazrat explains that evil glances, looking at haram, looking at ghair mahram women, and for women to look at ghair mahram men, for those with whom marriage is permissible, is absolutely haram and very, very dangerous. The person looking just to ogle at someone, to look with desire, or just to stare at somebody with just a cursory glance, both are equally haram. So whether just to look a cursory glance or to look with full attention are both equally haram, because the effects of evil glances are different on different people. Some people's hearts are more sensitive, some other hearts aren't so sensitive. That person who was affected already, the heart was affected with haram romance, that he or she had someone in their life from before. So already they were wounded, the hearts were wounded with haram love, with the poison of illicit affairs. So that heart has been wounded and harmed already, is already an injury on the heart. So Hazrat explains, the person who has a wound anywhere on the body and it hardly has healed, fresh skin hasn't grown over that wound, just a little scratch or a little prick, and that wound will begin to bleed and ooze out blood already. So you can imagine that a heart that has been wounded in illicit affairs or from a young age in haram romance and it hasn't healed as yet, then just a cursory glance also will affect that heart. So that person whose heart is already wounded, be a male or a female, in illicit haram relationships and hasn't done treatment, the wound hasn't healed as yet, so that person should be very, very cautious and stay very far away from abusing the eye, looking at haram, whether online, whether live, because the heart hasn't healed. Just a little cursory glance also will affect the heart and it will begin to ooze out poisonous blood and feelings and emotions that will take a person away from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As the Hakim Sahib Rahimullah says, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has blessed me with a PhD in the department of illicit affairs and haram glances. And I make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I thank Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has given me the expertise in explaining these very subtle points of when it comes to taking care of one's glance and gazes. So possibly you never heard this before. Allah Ta'ala put this in my heart and I thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And that person who was wounded in haram affairs, romance, in his childhood, in the days of his youth, so he should be very, very cautious, she should be very cautious. In our times, whether he's reading something online or some novels of before, romance novels, and the person has a certain temperament or a mindset in regards to romance, so they should be even more careful to venture into certain sites where these things will rupture the heart once again and that blood will begin to ooze out. The old memories will come back. Being married also, the old memories will come back. So they should be even more and more careful. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, one of his poems, he says, this poem Allah Ta'ala put in my heart when I was in Britain, and he explains and he mentions that a person in the illicit pursuit of fake beauties and in the madness of love, when he looks at his archives, the old albums, then he becomes even more mad. When she looks at the old albums, looks at the gallery of certain functions and occasions where haram took place, then this brings madness into a person's heart. So a person many years later might be going through the internet and looking, I wonder how so and so, we were in school together, in varsity together, she was my neighbor, I knew him from before, we stayed on the same street, and now they're looking up in our times, Facebook, the class of so-and-so, the class of 2000, the class of 99, the class of 95. I wonder how she looks now, I wonder how he looks. So Hazrat explains that you're going back to the old albums and the old reels. And it's mentioned that people go to look at rubble sometime. Certain places hit with a disaster, or there was a great building here. So you look at the rubble, and the rubble indicates towards that there was a big building here before. Now the person may be gone old. Now we look at the internet. They advance in age. But this, so to say, old age brings back the memories of that big building, of how smart he was and how elegant she was. So the old memories come back, and the person takes haram enjoyment from this, the nafs begins to enjoy this. So we understand when the building is demolished or a building becomes old and it collapses, and the amount of rubble you see there indicates towards how big the building was before. So you have a picture in your mind, I wonder how this building was. Now we're browsing online the old albums we have from our wedding and what an occasion it was. And we've got all the albums and the photos and the pictures. And now we're looking at all the people that we had there before. And now we look at them and it shows what days that was before. How we enjoyed it. It's all haram and poisonous enjoyment that the nafs is taking. And sometimes to go and look at rubble, to look at something that has been destroyed, you pay more for it. You pay more for it than looking at a proper upright building. So we understand from this that the effects of evil glances, to look at women, for men, these women are haram to glance at, and for women to look at men for whom it's haram for them to look at. So the effects on the heart are different depending on how deep the wounds are from childhood, or as a person grew up, what they were exposed to. So the effects are different people. The effects on their heart, on their health, on their emotions, on their mindset. Therefore, a person should be so careful when it comes to protecting his eyes, because the effects on the hearts can be absolutely detrimental. May Allah Ta'ala save us.